It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Tuesday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report gives us an idea of what the previous week's weather's influence was on our grains and just where crop ratings are sitting at. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for this report.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
USDA's weekly crop progress report is starting to show a crop that is slowing down in crop development. It actually has been running a little bit ahead of their five-year average paces, but now we're starting to see most of the crops get to be equal to their five-year average pace. Part of the slowdown in crop development was due to a little bit cooler temperatures that we're seeing as far as the U.S. is concerned. And right now, for the first week of September, it looks like we're going to see much below normal temps for a majority of the growing region for the next 10 days, and that will continue to slow down crop development. As far as corn is concerned, corn in the dough stage as of August 31st was at 90%. That was 1% behind the five-year average of 91%. Corn in Dent is at 58%. That's 2% below the five-year average pace of 60%. And mature corn is sitting at 15% as of August 31st. That's up from 1% from its five-year average pace. But what was interesting, when you look at corn crop ratings, we saw a 2% decline in crop condition ratings for corn, down to 69% good to excellent. And we saw some major changes in some of the states. A big one was Illinois dropped 6% as dry conditions in August are starting to show up in the crop. We did see Indiana drop by 2%, Minnesota dropped by 3%, Nebraska was down by 2%, Ohio was down by 7%, so that eastern corn belt continues to be dry, and that is showing some impact on the corn crop. North Dakota improved by 4%. As far as soybeans, setting pods, 94%, that's equal to the five-year average. Dropping leaves is at 11%, that's versus 10 for the five-year average. And conditions for soybeans took a bigger hit than corn. They were down 4% for the week, putting them at 65% good to excellent. And again, Illinois saw a 5% decrease in its crop rating. Indiana was down by 2. Ohio was down by 8. Iowa was down by 2. And Nebraska slipped by 4%. North Dakota was down by 1. So a lot of decreases as far as the soybeans were concerned. Looking at it as far as spring wheat, right now 72% of the spring wheat is in the bin. That's versus 71 for the five-year average. North Dakota right now is sitting at about 62% harvested, which is about equal to its five-year average. And all this report was just a little bit friendly to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.